This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, August 28, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. The IUF, the global union which represents food, farm, hotel and restaurant workers, is holding its international congress this week. The congress will run from Tuesday, August 29th to Thursday, August 31st. As is the usual practice with international labor conferences, a number of preliminary sessions on particular issues are being held. I talked to the chairs of two of these sessions. Sarah Meyer is an IUF international officer specializing in issues related to young people. I asked her what issues were raised by the participants in the IUF youth workshop.
What we did during the beginning part of the conference was talk about the common issues that young workers are facing internationally. And these predominantly include young worker unemployment or underemployment, what we refer to as a skills mismatch, which means that the supply and demand for certain skills isn't matching up in young worker populations, and also a general lack of quality jobs or work for young workers. So we're seeing a lot of part-time work, temporary contracts, precarious work, and also the impact of austerity regimes, particularly in Europe, and how this has impacted young workers.
What is the IUF doing to serve the needs of young workers?
This conference was really a first step to pull together young workers from all of our regions and to start talking about what issues we're facing. So what was endorsed today by the conference is the creation of a young worker committee, a flexible one in structure and one that will have continuity between the congresses in terms of its composition and its members. And this committee will be tackling these issues moving forward. This is, as I said, a first step, and the ideas, after all, will come from the affiliates. So we need to get to work and start talking.
Are there any IUF activities and campaigns young people should be paying particular attention to?
Some of the research that we did leading up to this meeting showed that young worker populations are particularly concentrated in our hotel and restaurant sector, and also in agriculture. You might have heard about the fast food campaign going on, and I suspect that, well, not suspect, I know that a lot of the young workers who are here today are involved in that.
Another session chairperson I talked to at the IUF Congress was Michelle Kessler of the United Food and Commercial Union in the U.S. and Canada, the UFCW. Ms. Kessler chaired the session on the rights of LGBTQ workers. I asked her what issues the participants in the LGBTQ session focused on.
An injury to one is an injury to all. Making sure that, you know, workers aren't harassed at the workplace, that discrimination issues are addressed in union contracts, that workers feel they can be themselves at the workplace with no fear of reprisal. And certainly the union should be who's enforcing those rights, not only at the workplace, but also extending that into the communities. We need to build a more equal world, and being inclusive in our unions is a key part of that.
What has your union, the UFCW, been doing to help LGBTQ workers?
We've been focusing on improving our union contracts, letting workers across all workplaces, whether it's on the plant floor, in grocery stores, elsewhere, know that the UFCW is strong on LGBTQ issues. And also, we've been also spending a lot of time working on transgender issues, making sure we improve our health plans to include transgender health care.
Why is the UFCW dedicated to working with a global union such as the IUF?
Well, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, we have become a global economy, right? And you can't assume that you can fix this in one part of the world and not fix it in the rest of the world. So we think, you know, this is a great way for us to support each other and actually enhance, you know, our positions at the bargaining table. If it's not just happening in North America, it's happening in Europe, it's happening in Africa. I think that's key to our success.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor will be reporting directly from the IUF Congress throughout the week. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.